USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A curfew has been instituted in the Minneapolis area as protesters clashed with police for a second night following the fatal shooting of a black man during a traffic stop in Brooklyn Center. Police said Monday that the shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright during a struggle with police was accidental, as the officer involved mistakenly drew her handgun instead of her taser. Hundreds gathered outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department Monday night. Police moved to disperse the crowds after protesters reportedly threw bottles, fireworks, bricks, and other projectiles at officers. And President Biden met with a group of Republican lawmakers Monday, trying to garner their support for his infrastructure package. He says he's ready to talk about how to pay for his more than $2 trillion proposal.
I'm prepared to negotiate as to how the extent of my infrastructure project, as well as how we pay for it. But if we get into a serious conversation about how to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The United States set a record over the weekend, administering 4.6 million COVID vaccinations on Saturday. But even with the increased vaccination efforts, new cases of COVID are still rising, up to around 70,000 a day for the last 7 days. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns that now is not the time to let up on public health measures. The White House chief medical advisor tells CNN that a little more time is needed before the virus is under control.
Don't declare victory prematurely. We see so many pulling back on some of the public health measures, the mask mandates, the restaurant opening, the bars. We can't be doing that. We've got to wait a bit longer until we get enough vaccine into people that we will clearly blunt any surge. And every day that goes by, Wolf, we're closer and closer to that, because if we can vaccinate 3 to 4 million people every day and keep the lid on things, pretty soon we're going to see a turnaround and we're going to see them come down.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is calling on the federal government to send her state more COVID vaccines as Michigan deals with the spike in cases driven by the B.1.1.7 variant of the virus. But CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said Monday that she thinks the state should be shutting back down. Last week, she asked residents to temporarily limit their activities, but made clear that she was asking, not ordering. Former HHS Assistant Secretary for Health Admiral Brecker Waugh tells Fox News that there are two major steps that Michigan should take to control the current spread.
Number one, 100% they should surge vaccines to Michigan. Leadership is about making choices. You have to put out this blaze. Vaccinations are the way to do it. We can vaccinate our way out of this. Sure, it'll take 2 weeks, but in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, this could be over in Michigan. Number two, this is not April of 2020. We have hundreds of millions of tests. I would send an at-home test to every single resident within the counties or even throughout the state of Michigan. Allow people to test themselves and get that choice. We can do that now. The logistics are easy. Send it in the mail. They could do it. They're over the counter. These are two definite ways. Shutdowns, they already have a mask mandate. They already have limitation of work. I don't think you're going to get any more bang for your buck out of more limitations. You're just going to hurt more people.
And the NHL's trade deadline passed Monday afternoon relatively quietly, except for one blockbuster trade. The Detroit Red Wings sent their star forward Anthony Mantha to the Washington Capitals for forwards Jakub Vrana, Richard Panik, a 2021 first-round pick, and a 2022 second-round pick. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.